In Egypt, an ugly attack is overshadowing the inauguration earlier this week of the country's new president. As people gathered in Cairo's Tahrir Square to celebrate, a group of men stripped, beat, and sexually assaulted a woman, apparently in front of her daughter. This attack was captured in a graphic video that has been posted on social media. Seven men have now been arrested in this attack. Human rights activists say nine women were assaulted in the square last week. NPR's Leila Fadel joins us from Cairo to talk about this. Leila, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Leila, the tape we just heard, that is not the only attack in Tahrir Square last week. I mean, tell us what happened here.
Well, basically, when there are huge crowds, revelers or protesters in Tahrir Square, we have seen that women are being assaulted. This video shows a woman in the center of dozens of men, a policeman trying to get through to her, but by the time he gets to her, she's bruised, she's bloodied, and she's naked. And this is something that's been going on now for years with very little response from the government and very little accountability for the men that are doing this.
So if this type of behavior is common in Egypt, this is not just an isolated incident, an isolated day. What's driving this?
Well, we've seen sexual violence against women in the square since 2011, and women who've spoken up about it have been somewhat shamed publicly, blamed as the victim. There's a problem with endemic sexual harassment throughout Egypt, as if women who are walking around in public in some ways deserve to be harassed or assaulted. And this is pre-2011 as well. Plainclothes police and thugs actually stripped and beat and assaulted women in 2005. It's known, I think, as Black Wednesday. But now, after this video, it's being talked about.
Well, Leila, you say there have been complaints about the government not doing enough here. We should say last week the government in Egypt made sexual harassment a crime for the first time. Do women's rights groups and other groups say this is a good sign?
Well, it's a step in the right direction, they say. You know, rape has already been a crime here for a long time. You know, the issue is there's a lack of accountability and a tendency to blame the victim. The president this week said that the Ministry of Interior should do everything in its power to bring these men to justice. But he's also the same president that defended forced virginity tests under military rule in 2012. It's also become a very politicized issue where supporters of the ousted Muslim Brotherhood are saying it's the moral degradation under Sisi's rule, and supporters of this new administration saying it's because of the way that the Muslim Brotherhood treated women under their rule, when in fact it's been a problem for years now, where instead of dealing with the issue at hand, violence against women in public places and an acceptance of it, in some ways a blaming of the victim, it's already become a political issue.
I mean, Leila, I have to ask, what kind of chilling effect might there be here? I mean, women, you know, just feeling like they can't go to public rallies, can't go in public if this might happen.
Of course, it has a huge effect on women when they have seen others being assaulted, bruised and bloodied in crowds of men where it's difficult to get anybody in there to help you get out. And so, of course, fewer women want to end up at these rallies, but it isn't stopping everyone. And there is a anti-rape rally planned for Saturday to say, this is enough. We're not going to take this in the streets.
Okay, we've been speaking to NPR's Leila Fadel about acts of sexual assault in Cairo's Tahrir Square and throughout Egypt. Leila, thank you.
Thank you.